Hello, everybody. This is Gerald Celente, and it's Tuesday, June 25th, 2024. And your new Trends Journal's coming out soon. And here's the cover. You got it? That's it. Presidential reality show, The Great Debate. Daffy Duck versus Goofy. That's all, folks. That's all it is. It's a fucking comic book freak show. The presidential reality show. One fuck is out of his mind and the other one only cares about himself. And the people swallow his bullshit too. And again, as much as I can't stand Trump, Russiagate to me was total fucking bullshit. Said it from the beginning. We were the first magazine to call Trump a winner. In May of 2016, when all the polls said he would lose. So it's not who I like, who I don't like. I look at the facts. And the fact is, man, he's only concerned about himself and he's full of shit. Again, he's another daddy's boy. His daddy left out about $500 million to the family. With a bad fucking attitude. Yeah. Look what he did to Venezuela. Oh, you forgot that one? He was going to bring that guy Guaido in. Oh, you remember that? Caused all that pain to the people. You may forgot that, huh? Oh, he had that shit Bolton, that little scumbag motherfucker with the fake beard, the little mustache and little fucking tiny balls that loves war. Oh, how about Mad Dog Mattis? Brought him in there too. Oh, one clown after another. Yeah. Oh, and his forgot about his son-in-law, Jared Kushner. His valuable waterfront property in Gaza. Yeah, I detailed how he said that they should move the Palestinians out into the Negev Desert and build it. Oh, yeah, that Trump. And then Biden, another prick, an arrogant fucking prick, loved every fucking war since he's been sucking off the public tit for 60 years. And 5 draft deferments. That's America. And get this in your head, everybody. You got no money, you go nowhere. Democracy. Yeah, we got some articles here in the Trends Journal about all the dough that the clown boys are getting to run this presidential reality show. And by the way, that's a trademark that we have because that's the one we took out when Trump ran. Nothing more than a reality show. Yep. In one of the articles in the Trends Journal, pick the one you hate least. Record numbers of Americans dislike Trump and Biden. And that's the only choices that we have. That's it. That's the great debate on CNN, the Cartoon News Network. A fucking joke. Oh, so sad what's going on here. Yep. So, in your Trends Journal, very important economic update. The NASDAQ was up again. NVIDIA keeps climbing. Was down, went into correction territory, now bounced back up. But the rest of the market, yeah, it's up. But a lot of you go to the Russell 2000, small businesses, it's down. So this AI is different in one way than the dot-com bust. And here's the big difference. Again, you go back to your Trends Journal. It's right here. Back in 1999 when it was a newsletter, quarterly, dot-com this, dot-com overload, with short circuit, many high expectations for huge profits in internet commerce, entertainment, and wide array of dot-com services. Following the holiday season, many of today's high-flying internet stocks, the hottest IPOs, and newly emerging IPO wannabes will have begun their deep descent from their overvalued heights. We said it would crash by the second quarter of 2000, and it did. Right there. And that's why you subscribe to the Trends Journal and you subscribe to this channel. And remember, we're getting shadow banned. So please hit that button there And so you keep getting the messages and keep spreading the word. Oh, and talking about the scumbag politicians, I mean, this is how I feel about all of them. If you want this shirt, you go to Trends Journal. Hey, politicians. Whoops. Hey, politicians, who the fuck are you to tell me what to do? And there they are. Yep. Just go to Trends Journal and you get the shop one and you could get that. And that's all it is, a bunch of fucking scumbags running the show. So going back to the equity markets, gold is, we're still very bullish on gold. And one of the articles in this Trends Journal is about central banks expect to keep buying gold because they know how bad it is. So going back to what's going on in the equity markets, it's that Magnificent Seven, the tech stocks that are driving up. This is different than, this is very important what you're going, I'm telling you now. This is very different than the dot-com bust. Yeah, it could bust because the, a lot of these companies, you know, will be overextended. Too much borrowing and not enough profits. That could happen. But the big difference with this dot-com bust and this AI is that one of our top trends for 2023 was AI, we own you. And we said that this is real and it's going to keep taking over. And there it is. Yep. Don't think for yourself. And it's more, much more than that. And as a matter of fact, the IMF came out warning about all the job losses that are going to could occur. And we've been writing about this for months, years, because AI is going to take over. The internet revolution, when the dot-com bust happened, this is why the dot-com bust happened, according to our trend forecast back in 1999. By mid-2000s, the fallout from the failing dot-coms will have worked its way through Wall Street, facing a deep correction in the market and return to sound investment principles. Internet companies that produce real-time profitability and performance rather than promises of long-term potential will win both a secure place on the net and investor dollars. So we say this because they were making up shit about the dot-com. But here's the difference. When the dot-com, when the internet revolution happened, matter of fact, it's in my book, Trends 2000, an international bestseller. We wrote about the H-1B visas. The internet revolution was creating jobs. Tech cities, remember? The H-1B visa, they didn't want to pay us plantation workers of slave landy any dough, so they gave these visas so they could bring in cheap labor from Asia and other countries that where there were people that were skilled in the new high-tech world. They were creating jobs during the dot-com and internet revolution. Now you're losing jobs. And we have the numbers in here of all the high-tech jobs that are being lost, and it's going to work its way across the entire system. And then looking at trends, trends are born, they grow, they mature, reach old age, and die. The AI trend has just been born. And we are recommending, particularly to younger people, learn everything you can about this. It's the future. Love it or hate it. And at some point, the markets are going to crash. And there's a great article about the why and the when the markets will crash. It's called Hyper Economics. You ready? Hyper Debt and Another Great Depression by Gregory Manarino. What he is writing, 100% in agreement. And again, I thought possibly the markets would go down in May, you know, sell in May and go away. But this AI is artificially driving the markets up and keeping things going up. But when you're looking at the articles you have here in your Trends Journal, and you see, again, that in one of the articles, when the economy falls, jobs go with it. This is almost our 100th week of doing it and going out of business trends. And we're listing all these things that are going out, and retail sales were flat in May. The American middle class is vanishing. That's a Pew Research study. And then you just keep going down the list. Debt crisis worsens in poor nations. We have a whole section on the debt bomb, going back to what Gregory Mannarino was saying. And we're looking at China, where it's going, what it means, and then we go to the geopolitical front, because this is very important. The Israel, we had said for months that Israel is going to escalate the war against Syria, Lebanon, and Iran. And now the escalation of the war against Lebanon, which they call Hezbollah, terrorists, they're terrorists because they threw the Israelis out of Lebanon in 2006. This is going to change the whole game. And as we warned, World War III is escalating. Nuclear war is on the near horizon if we don't stop it. And that the United States, remember, the absolute
bullshit detected. Take precautions.
That's right. Take precautions. The absolute bullshit spewing out of the scumbags running Washington when the Ukraine war began. Yeah, we're going to give them weapons, but they won't you be able to use these weapons to attack Russia. Remember that? Yeah, now you can use these weapons. Shoot as far in as you want. And Europe doing the same thing. So the deeper they shoot into Russia, the more Russia is going to counterattack. Oil prices are going to go up as the Ukraine war and the Israel war continue to escalate. And we're looking at Brent crude now hanging around the $85, $86 a barrel. It could go up to $130 a barrel. And this is very important. It's summertime. And people are in a summer state of mind. And summer don't know what's going on most of the time anyway. They have no clue what's going on. So a lot of shit's going to be pulled during the summer when the people are totally tuned out. And that's why you have to totally tune in. And you tune in by subscribing to the Trends Journal. We're giving you what nobody else in the world is giving you. You go to trendsjournal.com, trendsjournal.com. It's the grand total of $2.56 a week. And we're giving you what nobody else in the world is giving you. And again, beyond the geopolitics, beyond the Israel war, and there's another one. They're going to be stealing more land in the West Bank, settlements, they call them. It's stolen fucking land in violation of the Geneva Convention and Article 242 of the United Nations, and shove your shit up your ass that God gave you this land. You know, you're murdering all these people right in front of everybody's eyes, and I don't believe in your God, not telling you to believe in my God. And don't forget, we're having a million person march. That's our goal. A million person march for peace on September 28th. Up here in Kingston, New York, the Four Corners of Freedom. You go to Occupy Peace for more information, and please donate to Occupy Peace. So far, Scott Ritter, Max Blumenthal, his wife Anya, Judge Napolitano. We're doing everything we can. Everything we can. In a fight for peace, because these maniacs have already taken us to World War III. Trends Eye Views, and this is very important. Fuck journalism, it's one big game. The media's turned to shit. That's what it's saying. $2.46 for the 56 cents for the Trends Journal a week. The toilet paper record, $4 a day. The Wall Street Journal, $5 a day. And you know what they're doing now? They're putting more games and puzzles in there. That's right. That's what they're filling it up with. Big pictures and games and puzzles. Grab them, then stamp them. This is the business section of the New York Times. Journalism is dead. We're giving it to you. So give it back. Again, the more subscribers we have, the more we could do. Not in terms of what we're giving you. We're giving you everything you need. The Trends Journal is over 200 pages a week, no ads. And you can listen to it. And it's in different languages. We say, the more you give to us, the more we can do. We get the word out for life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness that's been stolen from us. Again, then you have a whole section here from Joe Duran. One of his books, again, we're talking about AI, you know, the AI, Decline of Human. And you can get this, yeah, look at this thing. You get this on Amazon. And he does a whole section here in technocracy. And we have high-tech science trends and a whole section on AI in your Trends Journal. So the big thing, again, to be looking at is, and you go, by the way, you go to the Cartoon News Network. Just go there anytime. Not one article about the genocide war that Israel is committing against the Palestinians in Gaza. Nothing. Nothing. Total covered up. People being slaughtered in front of everybody's eyes. And the United States supplying the weapons to do it. Isn't that nice? So if we don't have peace on earth, it's going to be hell on earth. And again, we have the trends on the global economic front. What's going on, the debt bomb, with Gregory Mannarino is writing about. We're giving you everything that you need, plus special guest articles, one by Colonel Douglas McGregor about the talking points for the candidates that they won't be talking about. Mission creep, how the police state acclimates us to being modern day slaves. That's by John and Nisha Whitehead of the Rutherford Institute. And you know what I call us, plantation workers of Slavelandia. Featured guest article by Dr. Joseph McCullough. You ready? Something everybody needs to know. Alarming levels of toxins found in popular frozen meals. I never eat frozen meals. Again, ultra processed, ultra obese. It's the American way. Trends in Technocracy by Joe Duran. On and on and on. And tomorrow, don't forget to tune in. Salenti and the Judge, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, New York. See you then.